Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
This show is from Julie today's. Hey, I was wondering. Hey, Eric, I haven't heard too much lately about it, and I'm certain Newsman Whip is monitoring it closely. I was curious, when does Felicity Huffman report to prison?
Oh, I am following it closely, although I don't know.
Just wondering. Thanks, Julie. Of course, Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives.
That's right.
Who now is going to do time. Going to do some hard time.
Right.
Orange is the new black time. Might get shanked in the shower. Something like that. You know, something. It's up for grabs. I don't know. What's she doing? 2 weeks?
That's
2 weeks in the big house.
14 days, I think. Yep.
All right. Do we know when she reports?
Well, October 25th, it looks like.
All right. It's coming up.
Yep.
And is it true or not true that husband William H. Macy is like, yeah, 2 weeks free?
I think that's true. That's verified, yes.
She can't check up on me for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's correct.
Gosh. I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's how most guys think. Wow, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I know.
Completely free.
I know.
Who knows?
Woohoo! Girls think the same thing.
No, they don't. Don't try to make my joke okay so that you don't feel bad about yourself. You know this side is right. That's what a guy thinks. A girl doesn't think that. Not nearly on the level a guy does.
Okay.
So don't spin it my way.
All right, moving on.
Girls think it too.
Mm-hmm. They actually do.
Not as much as guys. I guarantee if Felicity Huffman goes to prison, William H. Macy is thinking, yeah, 2 weeks free. More than if William H. Macy goes to prison and Felicity Huffman is at home. I don't think she's thinking, yeah, 2 weeks free. I think 2 weeks free. I think she's thinking, yeah, 2 weeks of my life again.
I don't know. Well, yeah, because she seems very, very serious.
Right.
He seems like just what up, man, kind of like that.
Another voice there.
William H. Macy.
Because that's how he is. He's like, whatever, man.
That's how he talks?
Yeah.
Oh. Felicity Huffman should follow these rules to survive her prison stint, according to experts.
Oh.
This is how you survive in the big house, Melissa. So if you ever have to do, you know, a couple of days in the big house, orange is the new black.
Okay.
In the bathroom area, she should make sure she dresses in the shower, not in the common area. Says Michael France, a former federal inmate who runs jail time consulting.
Oh, wow.
You have to be consulted?
Well, no, there's companies that do this, so mainly for white-collar criminals.
Oh.
Once you get convicted, you hire one of these consultants, and they teach you how to handle prison. Have you not seen the movie Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart? That's what the whole movie's about.
I don't think I've seen that.
Will Ferrell's a white-collar criminal, and Kevin Hart trains him on how to survive in prison.
That's right.
Okay.
Get Hard.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know there were, like, real consultants for
yeah.
that.
I
had no clue.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Get Hard. You've never seen that.
No.
Huh. Whip has. Some women will be looking for sex or a relationship, and they might think, hey, there's a nice TV star. That's a notch on my belt.
Gross.
Yep.
Yeah,
see,
it's 2 weeks to get to know somebody.
Orange is the new black.
Yeah. That's going to be a long 2 weeks.
She should also not talk too much and avoid coming off snobby. She should be careful not to act like she thinks of herself as better than everyone else. That will not go over well, she's been advised.
Yeah, okay. Avoid eye contact, right?
Yeah, mix in. Watch what you say. Keep a low profile. It's prison. People are going to want to take advantage of her, especially because she's rich and has been on TV.
Uh-oh.
All right, so she's got to maintain a low profile and dress in the shower, not in common areas.
She'll be like, I haven't been treated like this much of a celebrity in 15 years. Well, everybody knows me all of a sudden.
No, she's thinking, I haven't been treated this poorly since the final season of Desperate Housewives. the advice given, it's smart to find a posse. Remember this, Melissa. This is important. It's smart to find yourself a posse. You kind of have one now.
I do.
Yeah. So if you go to prison, you got to ask if all of them can go to prison, too. That's a group of friends who have your back, but don't let them help you too much. You don't want to owe anybody anything.
Totally.
Like, to your posse.
Right. You got to ride that fine line.
Right. Yes, you do. Spoken like a woman who's done time. There you go.
Yeah.
She'll need people to loan her some things like flip-flops and shampoo, but she should make sure she pays them back quickly. She doesn't want to be indebted to anybody.
Okay.
She should also avoid appearing confrontational with prison guards who may already be prone to hating her because she's wealthy.
Uh-oh.
When guards say jump, she should say,
how high.
That's exactly right. Just a little prison advice for Felicity Huffman.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you guys remember any information about Martha Stewart when she was in prison?
Yeah.
She got a posse in there, didn't she?
There were rumors, that she was part of a prison gang.
Yeah.
The Crips or the Bloods or something.
Because I would have guessed before she
went
in. But
the Crips and Bloods that make really, really good casseroles.
Right.
I know how to fold a sheet.
Right.
Yeah,
she was in charge of all that.
You would
there.
Not believe.
You know, they didn't smell like fight. They smelled like Downey.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean, I would have thought before Martha Stewart went in, she would have had trouble in there.
Right.
And it turns out that I don't think she did. I think she ended up getting a girl group.
A girl posse.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, maybe you should check into that. Follow up on that for us. I'd be interested to hear that. All right, good. So Adam Levine has come out and said, listen, you know, I'm singing a band. It's what I do. I've been a coach on The Voice. I know my singing. My daughter hates my singing. Awful. Top three things your kids don't like. My kids don't like my blank. And number three, your kids don't like what, Bill?
They don't like my jokes.
That doesn't seem right. I mean, you're a guy in there working hard with your comedy.
They're not mature enough to get it yet.
Yeah,
that's all.
Probably it.
They'll grow into it.
The humor goes right over their head.
Exactly.
At number two, Amy, your kids don't like
my English accent.
Oh, no, why wouldn't they like that? I'm certain it's a tremendous... I mean, give me a little bit of it.
Good morning. How are you?
Sound like you're from...
All right, I'm with the
Streamwood.
Kids. Sorry, Amy, I'm with the kids on that one. We have a tie at number two. Kathy, my kids don't like...
They don't like my Australian accent.
Another accent.
Oh, well,
it's got to be better than Amy's British. Why don't you just give it to it?
I don't know, my day...
That
sounds
bad.
Like a pirate.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. We're still tied. Tied at number two. Hey, Tony, my kids don't like.
They don't like me walk around in my underwear.
There we go.
Yeah. Put some pants on.
That's the way you said it.
What's the matter with that? That's Tony right there.
It's like you have a friend over, he dances in his underwear.
And finally, in at number one, my kids don't like Sean.
Oh, they hate when we're at the grocery store or out in public, and I'll just walk around and stick my butt out as far as I possibly can.
Nice.
What?
I like to walk around sticking my butt out. My kids hate it. Around the jewel.
See why they would hate that.
Yeah. So you kind of almost look like some kind of weird duck walk with your ass sticking out?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Just aggravate.
Because it's embarrassing to them.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And one of these days you'll catch up with that. We're doing these things on purpose to aggravate you. They wrecked your blank. Husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. I mean, you trust them. You toss them the keys to your pink Lamborghini and you're like, go slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I drive that fast. You drive it slow.
Right. I drive it fast.
And she goes out and she takes it to Jewel, her pink Lamborghini, parks too close to the carriage area, whatever they call it.
The cart corral.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's cart goes right into it, scratches your new pink Lamborghini.
You're
Justin Bieber,
close.
You go right to Instagram. Mm-hmm. You cancel all of your salad pictures, and you post this video and go, look, listen. Can you believe she wrecked my pink Lamborghini? Hi there, Rich.
Yeah.
She wrecked your blank?
How you doing? I have a 69 GTO convertible that's been in the family since 69. The one time I let my wife drive the car,
bad move.
I pulled it out of the garage, put it on the street, put the car seat in. She put my young son in there and forgot to put the arm of the car seat down.
Right.
So she didn't even start the car. She takes the top down. The arm gets caught and the back window is glass and she shatters it.
Oh, my God. You're 69 GTO. Unbelievable.
Oh,
she hasn't even moved it.
You'd
almost rather she just run right into a tree.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
You're like, you didn't even move.
Right. Unreal.
Wow.
No, I feel for you.
Stuff. She wrecked my blank, Diane.
Yeah, my husband wrecked my car.
Uh-huh.
He was going to save me a trip coming home from work on Christmas Eve.
Right.
So we had a little time to kill. He was early, so he was in a parking garage and hits another car.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter has to go even one further and ignore the oil light, and she blows up the engine.
Oh, my God. Those lights are there for a reason.
It's time to get rid of your family.
No kidding.
Man.
It's
seriously.
Officially time to get rid of your family.
Your
irresponsible.
That's when you sit down with your family and go, I'm letting all of you go.
One thing after another.
I've got too many vehicle issues with all of you. I can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore. Direct your blank, 312-591, I'm sorry, 312-233-1019. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So my ex-husband actually put a hole in the side of our above-ground pool with an axe. He was attempting.
What? They wrecked your pool with an axe.
He was what now? He was pretending something?
So he was attempting to cut down one of those nasty little weed trees, you know, the ones that you keep trying to cut down and they keep on growing.
Right. They recommend you just start wielding an axe for that, I've heard.
Especially near a pool.
Next to your pool. So he's 6 inches away from the pool. I'm in the pool attempting to clean the pool while he's doing his yard work.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, this can't be a good idea. And I heard it, you know, thwack and right into the side of the pool. And then he's looking at me and I'm like, you just hit the pool.
And now the pool is draining.
Yeah.
Now we've got a flood.
Got a flood in
now
backyard.
I don't have anything more to clean because we no longer have a pool. Nice job, Axe Man. Kathwack. That's kind of how it sounded, too. Kathwack.
Yeah.
I think that was a good sound effect.
It was.
Kathwack. And then finally, you wrecked my blank, Mike.
Yeah, my wife and I were down in Cabo for a week, and we were enjoying tequila all week. And we go to duty free when we're leaving to check out, hey, what are the prices? So they were doing tequila tastings, and we decided to buy a tequila we couldn't get up here in Chicago. So we paid $80 for a bottle of tequila, and we get back to O'Hare. We get in the baggage claim area. We get our baggage. My wife's trying to carry everything. She drops it on the floor at O'Hare, and there's tequila all over the floor.
Oh, my God. She dropped the bottle of tequila.
Man.
Why'd you even bother going to Mexico?
Ugh.
What's the point now?
I don't know.
Can't get that back. Got to go right back. Just go get right back on the plane and fly right back down there and get another bottle of tequila. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Everybody on Twitter has been petitioning for Rihanna to come out with some new music.
Fans, for the record, not everyone. I have not.
That's why she hasn't done it yet. Yeah. If you just get on
just
board, she's going to do it.
Right.
But fans will pretty much do anything to make this happen for her. And she just made a big announcement, but it's not music. She's coming out with a book. So she tweeted out that
she reads.
No, she didn't say that.
Oh my God. She tweeted
didn't
out
say that.
That
Like that's a big stretch for me to throw Rihanna. Doesn't strike me as a big reader.
You know what she would say back? Yeah, I read my bank statement every month,
that's
and it's
fine.
A lot bigger than everybody else's.
Not gonna lie about that.
She tweeted out that this book is coming and it's been in the making for 5 years. So she's happy to share all of the memories with all of her fans, but the book will feature over 1,000 photographs of Rihanna's life, ranging from childhood to touring.
It's a picture book.
It all is of her iconic.
Let's go reading.
That's crazy. It is like a
picture
book.
It's like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, it is. I'm a bit confused because there's two versions of the book. So one is like $150, and then there's a luxury edition that's like $5,000. So I don't know what you get
Wait,
for that.
You get like a pair of her underwear with it all tucked in there.
Oh,
that'll sell. Yeah. $150 is not the luxury version?
No. $150 is just the starter, and then $5,000 for a luxury
edition. Swanee. New feature on the show after 8 o'clock this morning, okay? New feature on the show called Reading Like Rihanna. Okay? I got an idea. We're going to throw out an idea after 8 o'clock this morning.
All right.
Unless you can get it done in the next 30 minutes, then we'll do it then, too. Reading Like Rihanna.
We should all pitch in and get this book.
Let's not. All right. Thank you, Mel D. Hi there, Lou.
Hey.
Hi, perfect age
32.
Today. 32. 32 plus 32, 45 plus 32. And why'd you settle on 32?
You're over the freak out of having turned 30 and what that means for you.
Gotcha.
And you do know what you want more, and you are able to ask for it better.
Uh-huh.
I think 32, because when you get into your mid and late 30s,
right,
there's a little more
desperation.
For lack of a better word, desperation.
Yeah, I got you. All right, still filling out your top five. 312-233-1019. Need a couple more of you now. Let's go. Let's go. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have chosen what?
Well, I said 28, but I meant 29.
29. 29. And why do you think 29?
Decisiveness.
That's when I met my fiancé.
Aha. And everything became perfect at that point. There's no reason to even consider dating beyond it.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Your vote is for what, Cindy?
My perfect age to date would be 47.
47. All right, you're the fourth one. We got to get one more after you, Cynthia. We need one more. Cindy, why did you pick 47?
It's kind of your second chance to find the right person, and you're open to having a lot of fun and meeting great people.
A second chance at love.
Sounds like some kind of like an adventure website ad she just did. She's like, open to great people and fun times.
Exactly. And then finally, did we lose her? We just had Marianne. Like, three of these calls have disconnected.
Oh.
People waiting on hold. I don't know why this is. Something weird going on with the phone system. Oh, there we go. Hi, Marianne.
Hi. How are you?
What age did you pick?
63.
I'm sorry?
63.
Why have you gone aggressive with the 63?
Well, we grew up on the summer of love.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't unusual
to
go out and have a great time, have sex on the first date.
Oh my God.
Summer of love. It's not the summer of not love.
Marianne is stoned. All right.
Oh my God, what?
I don't know. She's stoned. She's divided by five. Now my number just went away.
43.
Oh my God. I got thrown by the, we're all having sex on the first date.
Yeah.
43 is the average age of Violetta where it comes in.
Yes, it does.
That sound about right? 43? It's a little bit higher than I expected.
Well, that 63 really
throws
off.
Yeah, that really did. Screwed up the whole number.
She's like, you could sleep
around. We'd have gone one more, there would have been somebody like 95. Just to mess with our totals. We should have done that. That would have been great.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage, and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.
Do you wanna try reading like Rihanna? It's hotter than a sauna when you're reading like Rihanna.
Reading like Rihanna. Rihanna's got a new book out, but it's all pictures, no words.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's her style. She's like, I don't want a book with words. I live in a very visual society. Just pictures, please. What are you currently reading? We as Americans rarely read anything, and when we do, it's most likely self-help books that we're trying to hide behind the Hunger Games series books.
Right.
But you're just being honest with us. You're currently reading it. And all that proud of it. You don't really want the whole world to know until now. Best one is going to win a prize and is going to launch a new feature. All right, you ready?
Nope.
Hey, Rob, what are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading Rod Stewart's autobiography.
Rod Stewart's autobiography.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I bet a lot of interesting like stories about women and stuff.
Women and stuff.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Right up your alley.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Would you recommend it, Rob?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. Okay, hold on. What are you currently reading, Mark?
I'm currently rereading the Percy Jackson book.
Don't know those.
Oh, it's like a kid's book, like from when you're like 12 or 13, and it's about like the Greek mythology, and it's like you're the guy you're reading about is like trying to stop the Titans and stuff from destroying the world.
Didn't they make books
about
that?
So you're reading
movies.
You're reading books for 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 19, but they're so good. They're well written.
Yeah, I got
right there. It's in the Violetta book section.
I should be watching.
Young readers.
All right, hold on. We have all sorts of issues here with our phone system. You're currently reading what, Dave?
The Olivia Newton John biography, Don't Stop Believing.
All right, now we're getting somewhere. Now, why have you selected the Olivia Newton John biography as your reading choice?
Well, I've always liked her since Grease. She was in that black outfit, and you know, what's more to say?
Whatever you say, stud.
Since you brought her up, I would like to say she was my first real celebrity crush.
There you go.
I mean, she was so hot.
All right. You're currently reading what, Margo?
The Bible for Dummies.
Bible for Dummies.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And it's just one of those four dummies books, and you're trying to get a better grasp on the Bible to get a little churching in?
Absolutely. It's really try reading the regular Bible.
I know. It's ridiculous. I don't know how people do it.
That sounds awesome.
I'm always skeptical of someone who says they have read the Bible all the way through. I think about 1/10 of people who say that have actually read it all the way through.
I think you can spot the ones who are telling the truth, like people who are actually in the clergy. Anybody else is lying.
You ever tried?
No.
I get like 3 pages into Genesis, and I'm like, all right.
It's not really like a book you read like that.
I was in Catholic school. They told us don't even take it all literally anyway. Don't worry about it.
Look at that. You're currently reading what, Kimberly?
I am reading The President's Vampire.
The President's Vampire. I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's about the president of the United States' pet vampire who he sets out to do his bidding.
Ah, okay. Wow.
So based on a true story.
That's a little weird. All right. You're currently reading what, Julie?
Kelsa's 101 Taxes for 2018 because I filed an extension because I couldn't believe how they changed the entire tax law.
I know. Right, like a little light reading before bed, the old tax code book.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right, I think we're down to. Oh wait, there's one more. Hold on. What are you currently reading, Brian?
I'm reading a book called Battlesaurus.
Battlesaurus, and what's that about?
Yeah. It's obviously it's a fantasy book, but it's Napoleon gets his hands on dinosaurs.
Ah.
And he uses them in his army to defeat the world.
Ah, there we go. Little Battlesaurus. All right, here's what I'm thinking. I'm kind of down to the Olivia Newton-John bio.
Yes.
Tax tips for 2018.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bible for Dummies.
Yeah, those are the top three for sure.
Which one of those would you pick, Melissa?
Oh, man. Oh, there's two that I love. I think, I'll go Bible for Dummies.
Bible for Dummies. Which one of those three would you pick, Webb?
I'm going with the Australian sweetheart, Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John.
My girl.
Mel D, what would you pick from those three?
I was going to do the tax one.
All right, so we've got
I don't get it either.
We've got a tie.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to do. Tax tips for what I'm thinking here. I don't know if that'll work. Olivia Newton-John, I like that too. You know what? I am going to go Bible for Dummies. Bible for Dummies.
Okay.
And here's why. Because of what Violetta did for us, we're going to do the first ever Violetta book report.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second. How long is this supposed to be?
So, Violetta, because Margo came forward and said, you're reading what, Margo?
The Bible for Dummies.
Bible for Dummies. We're going to have Violetta read the Bible for Dummies and then give us an online book report.
Oh, my God.
Does she get to read it at the front of the class, too?
No, we're just going to do the book report. And the book report only has to be one page long.
Double space.
That's fine. And you're going to write a book report, and then we're gonna publish your Bible for Dummies book report. Where are we going to put it, Mel D?
Oh, my God.
Once this is all said and done.
We will put it on our website, on our Facebook.
All right.
Wait, how long is the book?
Pretty long.
As long as the Bible.
Oh, my gosh. This is great. So then I don't have to read it. Yeah. You can just do it for me.
Yeah. You can just pick your spot on what you'd like to write about from what you read.
Yeah, right.
So read the first
chapter. But it's going to take me for a long time to read it.
Well, then, I mean, maybe you just write a little bit about what you read initially.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just work with me here, Violetta.
I am.
View this as you did your entire school system. Cut corners.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cut a corner.
All right.
It's an opportunity.
I got great grades cutting corners.
All right, perfect. All right, Violetta reads Bible for Dummies, and we get a full book report in Reading Like Rihanna. Next morning, Mindbender. Survey, and I can't tell you by whom until a few moments from now, because this will be a dead giveaway.
Oh.
Reveals that 91% of millennials have thought about doing this. 59% of millennials say that if they do this, it's because they want to save money. And finally, this is a big month for this. What would it be, Larry?
To lie about their birthday?
Lie about their birthday, no? No. I don't know how that saves them money.
I don't know.
But I'm certain Larry had an angle.
Maybe because they weren't going to celebrate it.
Hi, Gene.
Yes.
The reason or the thing 91% of millennials have thought about doing.
Eloping.
Exactly correct.
Eloping.
Eloping.
Wow.
91% have thought about eloping.
Oh, I was way off.
59% say they are open to the concept of eloping purely to save the money.
Mm.
And October is a big getting married month now.
It sure is.
Anything you've ever considered, Violetta?
Would
be open to the concept of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are open to it.
Yeah, I don't want a big wedding.
Okay.
I've never dreamed of a big wedding.
How about you, Melody? How about with that guy?
Well, I've never thought about anything with marriage or anything like that for a really, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on right now.
You're not a girl who's sat around and dreamed of her wedding?
Well, one day, but it's not going to be for a long time.
Gotcha. All right, that's for Scott to be paying attention to. 70% of millennials say it's acceptable for the woman to propose to the man. Agree or disagree, Violetta?
I mean, no, I wouldn't do it.
So you'd say no.
No, I think I like the traditional man.
How do you feel about that, Melissa?
I mean, I do say to each their own, or whatever you say that.
Sure.
But I personally wouldn't want that. I'd rather have it be traditional and come from him.
Okay. Melody?
Yeah, I'm sticking with traditions.
All right. 54% of millennials say there's nothing wrong with getting engaged after knowing your partner for only 1 month.
That's crazy.
Crazy?
No.
No.
Don't do it.
Never.
Crazy. Oh, well,
do
at least we know
that.
You guys all think alike.
Right.
That's what's most important.
Anybody can talk to a quarterback, star running back, or matinee idol tight end. Eric in the morning would rather talk to the guys in the trenches. The men who get dirty for a living. Anchored to the offensive line. He's on the line. And he's Leno.
Look, he's a big bear.
Big bear.
Big bear.
Leno is a big bear.
Big bear. Big bear.
Leno is a big bear.
Big bear.
Leno is a big bear.
Big bear.
Leno is a big bear. Leno's on the line. Heard from here to
Palatine.
When Charlie's on the phone, he's bigger than the game of
Thrones.
Makes opponents nervous as a little cocker spaniel. Paid a lot of money to protect Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel.
Shut up.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
He's a big bear.
Hey, Charles.
Yo, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey.
We were concerned. Maybe you can answer the question. Coming back, did you get caught at customs, or did you sail right through?
They held me up. Uh-huh. They held me up at customs. I just got out.
I see.
Literally 1 minute ago.
It was a plane load of Chinese people coming over, wasn't it? You got caught behind them.
Yeah, they didn't know how to scan their passports.
There you go. Do you guys, when you come back, do you have to go through the same rigmarole that we do? Do you have to stand in line and then go through the whole deal, and the guy looks at your passport and looks at you and goes, I don't know. Do you have that?
Yeah, ours was just a tad bit faster because we had so many people.
Right.
But it was the same deal. We had to show them, we had to go through customs line just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get no special treatment.
Right.
We didn't get a police escort in England. Only person that gets that is the Queen and the Prince.
There you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So yep. you have to be a royalty to get those type of treatments. So we were just regular citizens in London.
When you came back to O'Hare, did you have to walk through that big, huge, long hallway? It takes like 40 minutes to walk it. Did you guys have to do that?
Not really.
No? They let you right back in the country? No questions asked?
I think I was sleepwalking.
I'll bet.
I don't remember.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Did you get to enjoy while you were over in London? Did you partake of any of the British sights and sounds?
Yeah, went to the Shard. That was the tall point building.
Uh-huh.
Seen people call it Big Ben.
Right.
But here's the thing. It's actually called the Elizabeth Tower.
Oh, wow.
Big Ben is the bell. And the clock is the Westminster clock. Let's just clarify that up.
That.
I learned a lot of things from England and especially London about that whole deal over here. So it's not called Big Ben.
Uh-huh.
Big Ben is the bell.
Got it.
The clock is the Westminster clock.
Got it.
And the tower is the Elizabeth Tower. So
I believe just knowing that makes you half British. Did you know that? You're now half British.
Yes, actually. I wish you guys asked me that question. Give me some trivia questions now.
I'm more prepared. Oh, wow. I wish we had. Do you have one, Melissa?
No, I don't have a trivia question, but I do wonder if while you were there, was it easy for you to pick up a British accent?
I mean, I tried, but it didn't work.
Right. Oh, seriously?
Right. Did you notice?
I couldn't pick it up.
Did you notice during the game when it was happening, did it feel like all the fans in the stand were stands were into it but had no clue what was going on?
Wearing their Tom Brady jerseys?
Right.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Jerseys from all over. But, I mean, we had a lot of Bears fans and a lot of Raiders fans. It was actually a really cool environment.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was the thing I liked the most was when they were trying to explain things. So I think it was a penalty or a challenge, and it said on the pitch. Like they were explaining like a circumstance. They were saying on the pitch,
right,
the ball has to do this. And it was just kind of cool reading it because they were trying to just tell them in their terms.
Now that's so a soccer like term. Exactly.
Like,
it's called the pitch.
Yeah, they put it in. Exactly, they put it in soccer terms. So it was really cool.
That's funny.
That they did that.
Did Tariq Cohen try to make one of the Buckingham Palace guards laugh? Because he was all swagger before you guys went over that he was going to be able to do that because he's hilarious.
I don't think he did. Did he succeed?
I don't know.
That's what we're asking.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't. I'm pretty sure he didn't. Those guys are militant.
Right.
I mean, come on now. The only person that I ever seen made a Buckingham Palace guard laugh is Austin Powers.
Right,
I
mean, yeah. That was in a movie.
That's right. Once in a lifetime.
Plus, you know, Charles, it's really hard to keep track of Tariq Cohen anyway because he's so little. I mean, you turn around, he's gone. Yeah, can't keep track of him anywhere.
No, seriously, I think he gets lost in the crowd pretty often.
Right. You put him in the overhead compartment on the long flight, didn't you?
Or just on my shoulders.
Like a baby. Carried around like a baby on your shoulder.
Baby Bjorn.
That's a strong baby.
That's great. How was the flight over? Did you have to sit in the back of coach, like in row 34 in a middle seat?
Nah, I was actually in the front. We had like little, the little beds that they, little makeshift beds.
Yeah.
Turned
nice.
The seat to a bed. So we had that.
Right.
That was pretty good. But the flight there was 10 times better than the flight back.
Really?
First of all. You know, it's always better when you win.
Right.
But just the I guess the wind and, you know, all that, like it
slows
it down. So we got back at, 8 hours later instead of, you know, 6.5 or whatever.
Terrible. How was the British food?
Like, still the same. It sucked.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
It's just terrible.
British food. British food and British teeth, both terrible.
No good.
Would you ever drink a warm beer? I mean, they always have the warm beer over there. If you did drink, you know. Would you try it?
I don't know. I just try to stay away from anything that's edible. I tried to
edible.
Eat right.
Good move.
I tried to eat just, you know, things that I know that that are good, like Rice Krispie treats.
Good call.
Yeah. Dad brought that.
All right.
And I almost had that as my diet the whole time. But, you know, I
love it.
You bring the package goods.
Yeah, you can't be too careful.
The best thing possible.
Yeah, you can't be too careful.
I love Rice Krispie.
Now, Charles, you're going into a bye week. Will you be going back to Boise? Are you staying in town? Do you have anything good for your bye week plans?
I'm probably going to head. I'm heading back to California to see some family. Uh-huh. I haven't seen my family since, you know, before the season. So, see some family, check out a Warriors game, a little preseason Warriors game, and just hang out. And then I'll come back here and just hang out.
Are we going to have a problem, you and me, Warriors? Ugh.
Why is that?
Sounds like a problem, actually.
I don't know. Just feels like every, you know, they don't. Isn't there a team that wins too much?
I mean, we went on a run. People don't think we're going to be good this year, so
we're on the decline.
Just wait and see. Yeah, that's what they say. But we'll see.
All right, so go back to your Warriors
Liking the Lakers team.
Yeah, everybody does like the Lakers. Team. Yeah, LeBron and Anthony and who else? Somebody else?
Well, the other LA team, the Clippers.
Paul George.
Oh yeah,
yeah, right.
That's right. They've got them all.
Yeah.
All right. So
they think LA is going to take it over. So we'll see.
They say yesterday we read a story that says people who live on a coast, whether it's the West or the East Coast, tend to be happier people. Do you find that when you go home from the Midwest to the coast that everybody seems to be in a great mood?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, I mean, especially on the West Coast. The Midwest, we have polar vortexes and it's negative 20 degrees out here. Of course, people are going to be a little upset and more uptight. So, I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, you just got to live with it. Take it how you live.
Well, I'm hoping this winter to try to, you know, avoid that and get away a little bit. While you're out there, can you clear it with your family that I can stay there a couple of times?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll try to ask. I'll see what's up. I'll see what they say.
Is that all right?
Crack me up.
Like, just go to your mom's house. I don't care.
Yeah, like a spare room.
I can sleep in the basement. I don't care. Yeah. Whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. On a couch?
That's fine. I'm good with the couch. I'm good with the couch.
Perfect, man. It's all good.
All right. I'll
set it up.
I'm going to stay with the Lenos this winter. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great podcast.
All right, Charles. Tough loss to the Raiders. Enjoy your week off. Then you're back. What is it? The Saints?
Yeah, 20th.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The Saints come to Soldier Field. Little home cooking
Absolutely.
At Soldier Field. Right. All right. Congratulations on your week off. Say hi to your family for us, okay?
All right, thank you very much. You guys take care.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy.
Right.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.